Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Missouri, more than 200,000 power outages reported across five states. ABC's Matt Rivers.
A deadly weather outbreak, violent dust storms, wildfires, and a string of tornadoes ripping across the country. In Texas, at least four people dead after a blinding dust storm swept through the panhandle. And in Oklahoma, the sky an eerie orange. Nearly 150 fires reported, the flames fanned by fast-moving winds.
A new what the National Weather Service calls a particularly dangerous situation tornado watch issued across much of Mississippi and eastern Louisiana. Hours after the ACLU lawsuit was filed, a federal judge has granted a temporary restraining order barring the Trump administration from deporting five Venezuelan migrants, which they tried to do. This is ABC News. A new court appearance by Sean Diddy Combs, music mogul pleading not guilty to an updated indictment accusing him of sex trafficking. ABC's Morgan Norwood.
Prosecutors say aside from the three main accusers, as many as 20 other witnesses could testify about Combs' alleged conduct, many of them reportedly terrified of coming forward. Combs' attorney, meanwhile, maintains that he is innocent, saying that he vehemently denies the accusations.
Our Morgan Norwood. Thousands of Syrians pouring into the streets and public squares today to mark 14 years since the country's civil war began. The first without Bashar Assad in power. Key games in the countdown to March Madness. ABC's Perry Russum.
In the Big East, it will be St. John's against Creighton in their title game. Creighton last night knocking off the defending back-to-back national champs, UConn. In the SEC, they have semifinal games today, Tennessee against Auburn and Alabama against Florida.
ABC's Perry Russum. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, Colloy Contracting, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 49 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for mostly cloudy and breezy conditions, spotty sprinkles or drizzle with falling temperatures to the mid-40s, southwest west winds 10 to 20 miles per hour and gusty. Tonight, breezy and sharply colder. Stray flurries are possible early with a low of 23. And tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, and cool. A high of 40 with northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, we have north-northeast winds at 12 miles per hour, and it's 49 degrees.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling Salvage in Baskerville, 375-5353.
Are you or a loved one looking for a place to call home that offers care, compassion, and community? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, where life is made easier and every day is filled with joy. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we provide personalized assistance to help with daily activities while giving you the freedom to live life to the fullest. Whether it's enjoying meals in our cozy dining room, engaging in social activities, or receiving the support you need, our caring team is here for you every step of the way. With 24/7 care, beautiful living spaces, and a warm, welcoming community, Schmidt Woodland Hills is the perfect place to thrive. We're more than just assisted living, we're family. Call 608-647-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, where your next chapter begins.
Good afternoon, it's 6 minutes past 12 o'clock. I'm Joanne Krulatz for WRCO News. A DEI bombshell at UW-Madison. The university removed LeVar Charleston, the chancellor overseeing diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, after he demonstrated a significant lapse in leadership and fiscal responsibility. That included giving substantial bonuses to staff without consulting others. Records released to WisPolitics also show Charleston spending three times more than any other division per employee in travel and event expenses. Charleston opted for temporary leave following his removal from the DEI position in January. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development has announced a new record-high 3,053,300 total non-farm jobs in the state, according to January's preliminary estimates from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Included in that total, construction sector jobs increased 700, up 3,900 above a year ago. Preliminary employment estimates for January showed Wisconsin's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate ticked up to 3.2%, which is 0.8 percentage points below the national unemployment rate of 4%. The state's labor force participation rate was unchanged at 65.9% in January, while the national rate increased to 62.6%, marking Wisconsin's participation rate 3.3 percentage points above the rest of the nation. Ahead of the Wisconsin spring election on April 1st, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Division of Motor Vehicles, reminds citizens how to obtain identification free of charge that is valid for voting. Valid identification for voting purposes includes a driver license, identification card, military or student ID card. There is no separate voter ID. A federally compliant real ID card is not required for voting purposes. Anyone unsure if their identification meets the requirements should visit the Wisconsin Elections Commission website to check. Begin online to see a list of the required documents that are needed to present at a DMV customer service center in order to obtain identification to show at the polls. WisconsinDMV.gov/IDcards. A process is available to U.S. citizens free of charge to obtain a receipt valid to take to the polls for voting if the ID card is not available in time. Start the application now at WisconsinDMV.gov or at a local DMV customer service center. Anyone with questions related to obtaining an ID that can be used to vote should call DMV's toll-free hotline at 1-844-588-1069. Questions regarding voter eligibility, poll locations, voter registration information, or other election information can be directed to the Wisconsin Elections Commission at elections.wi.gov. WRCO News Time is 1210. It's 47 degrees in Richland Center. DatCap warns of brushing scams. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Dealing with ice and snow makes spring all the more welcome. Simpson's Tractor of Richland Center can help you get ready for spring with equipment, parts, and service to ensure you're prepared to take full advantage of the first day Mother Nature allows for field work. Simpson's Tractor and New Holland remind you that being equipped for tomorrow starts today. There is a new world out there, a world that demands more from the land and those who grow, farm, and build on it. This new world calls for New Holland, ingenuity, innovation, and the independent spirit to get more out of it while preserving as much as you can. To stay ahead of tomorrow, you need to be equipped for it today. New Holland, equipped for a new world. Visit Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer today. Take advantage of special cash back and financing offers on the equipment you need, including a full range of tractors from compacts to utility and high horsepower, as well as hay, forage, and light construction equipment like skid steer loaders. Get equipped for tomorrow today at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center. Offers end March 31st, 2025.
Looking for a job that's as unique as the house on the rock? They need great people to help make unforgettable memories. Whether you're looking for full-time, part-time, or seasonal work, they have opportunities for students, retirees, and everyone in between. Enjoy daytime hours and a fun, exciting workplace. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com for details. Join the team and be part of something extraordinary.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
WRCO News Time is 12:12. Everyone enjoys free items, especially when it is received via mail. When an unexpected free item is delivered, consumers should be cautious because it might be a brushing scam. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
This is when an unexpected package lands on your doorstep. It may come with a higher cost than expected, but what happens here is the scammers send people fake luxury items like rings, beauty products, and even Bluetooth speakers. And what's happening is they're brushing up. That's why it's called a brushing scam, or they're trying to increase the scammer's sales in their statistics so they get a better rating and score and can reach more people.
The recipient of the package might unknowingly be helping the scammer take advantage of other consumers.
So these scammers are selling knockoff merchandise, and they find consumers' mailing addresses or other personal information online. And so they randomly send consumers goods that they've never ordered, use their information to post fake online reviews for the products in the consumer's name, which then that helps boost their sales overall because, again, they're getting that better return.
Brushing scam packages usually contain a code that should be avoided.
A package a consumer didn't order includes a QR code. Scanning it could actually take that consumer to a phishing website that steals that personal information like a credit card number or usernames and passwords. It could also download malware onto that phone and give hackers access to the device.
Michelle Reinen suggests what to do if you receive an unknown free package.
If you get a package that you didn't order, it means someone likely has your personal information. You don't want to access a QR code to inquire any further. What you really want to do is change your passwords on all online shipping accounts that you may have because they could have been compromised. Consider using multi-factor authentication on any accounts that could be impacted. Check your credit report, and you can do that for free weekly at annualcreditreport.com because you just want to monitor your personal information. And again, avoid contacting the sender, and that means don't even access any QR code that could be on that package.
If you are a recipient of an unexpected package that you think might be a brushing scam, or if you have been scammed, you can contact DatCap's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. Project Seed is being held today until 2 o'clock at St. Mary's Church parking lot in Richland Center. Project Seed, sponsored by the Diocese of La Crosse, is a sale that provides area farmers with low-cost, high-quality seeds. There will be a wide variety of seeds available. Dick Hauser has been involved with Project Seed for 20 years.
When we first started out, we did not have anything but conventional seed. And because so many people have gone to using the Roundup Ready, we now have that available in the program. So I want to make sure that people don't revert back to thinking years back when we did not have the Roundup Ready. The other thing that we do quite a bit of here is alfalfa and grass seeds. Corn is a big thing, of course, but in our hill country, I love to see our fields with grass, alfalfa, and that sort of thing on, because conservation-wise it's better. So we have a very good selection. We've got products that we've been having for many years, and we've got a lot of faithful customers that keep coming back for the Commander alfalfa and things like that. But we do have a good selection of alfalfa seeds and also clovers and mixes and grasses. So just want to make sure that everyone understands that we have those all available.
Project Seed is open to everyone to attend and purchase seeds. There are even some new hybrids available for 2025. Steve Moore helps provide the seeds for Project Seed.
There's a bunch of new ones. The number of products that are available to us and other companies is actually going up, where for years it kept going down, down, down. If you want this cross here that's doing so well, you got to get the traits and pay the fees. So now there's some good combinations out there.
To prepare for your spring planting, you can stop by and see Project Seed from now until 2 at St. Mary's Church parking lot in Richland Center. The 16th annual Avoca St. Patrick's Day Parade will step off this afternoon at 1 o'clock. Those wishing to participate may line up at the Village Hall. The City of Richland Center, in conjunction with the Richland Center Fire Department, will be conducting a controlled burn in multiple sections of the Pine River bottoms within the city limits this Monday, beginning around 6 p.m. Residents in the area may see smoke and flames during this time. Please do not be alarmed, as trained personnel will be monitoring the burn to ensure safety. It's 45 degrees in Richland Center at 12:17. Today's vital statistics are next.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Putting off those auto repairs can cost you more in the long run, so now's the time to be thinking about putting your tax refund to good use and scheduling an appointment for service work or new tires. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Stop in at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, where you'll find oil, accessories, and car audio as well. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 649-2886.
Today is Saturday, March 15th. Dorothy A. Baker, 92 of Arena, died Monday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with burial in the Arena Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Tuesday from 4 until 7, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Survivors of Dorothy Baker include three children, Frank Baker, Carol and Rick Roll, and Leslie Baker, seven grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, siblings Dolores Hoskins, Danny Roberts, Donna Shep, and Dixie Drakenberg, nieces, nephews, other relatives and friends. Dorothy A. Baker, 92, of Arena. Mary L. Ostrander, 72, of Boscobel, died Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Blue River Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Mary Ostrander is survived by her children, Angie and Jean Gernt of Marquette, Iowa, Greg and Gretchen Johnson and Tim Johnson, all of Boscobel, nine grandchildren, six great-grandchildren, sisters-in-law Elaine Kidd of Welton, Iowa, and Benita and Roscoe Ray of Muscadet, brother-in-law John Ostrander of Muscadet, several nieces and nephews, a special aunt and uncle, Connie and David Hudson of Prairie du Chien, goddaughter Melanie Lunn of Madison, along with other relatives and friends. Mary L. Ostrander, 72, of Boscobel. Robert James Wieland, 88, of Cazenovia, formerly of Racine, died February 25th at home. A memorial service will be held next Saturday, March 22nd at noon, at the Wilson Funeral Home in Racine. Burial with military honors will take place at West Lawn Memorial Park. Friends may call at the Wilson Funeral Home next Saturday, March 22nd, from 11 until the time of service at noon. Memorials may be made to the River Valley Veterinary Clinic in Reedsburg to assist individuals in caring for their pets. Bob Whelan is survived by his son, Randy and Vicki Whelan, three grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, a brother, Regis Whelan, five sisters, Joanne Bogrand, Darlene DeTay, Edna Schleif, Linda Sloan, and Emily Misna. Also, family friend Tammy Harms. Robert James Whelan, 88, of Cazenovia, formerly of Racine. Magdalene M. Maggie Lomasny, 85, of Plain, died March 7th in Grand Rapids, Michigan. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday, March 25th at 11 o'clock at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Tuesday, March 25th, from 9 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's School Endowment. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. Maggie Lomasny is survived by five sons, John and Rita, Peter and Vicki, Daniel and Kathy, Charles and Sandra, and Pat and Patty. Seven grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, a sibling, Marianne Woodburn, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Magdalene M., Maggie Lomasny, 85, of Plain. Kiri Lee Felton, 59, of Richland Center, died Thursday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life with a time of sharing will be held Saturday, April 26th, from 1 to 4 at Lonesome Dove in Boaz. A private burial will be held at a later date at Mount Tabor Cemetery in Sabin. In lieu of flowers, memorials to Mount Tabor Cemetery are preferred. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Kiri Felton is survived by two daughters, Danielle and Alex Gratz, Julianne Turnipseed and Joe Quinn, companion Lisa Wilson, a brother, LaVon, Spanky and Michelle Felton, a sister, Bobby Joe Felton Persinger, nieces and nephews, his former spouse, Kim Felton, aunts and uncles, other relatives, and many friends. Kiri Lee Felton, 59, of Richland Center. Gary L. Dobbs, 75, of Boaz, died Thursday at Schmidt Woodland Hills following a battle with cancer. A private celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Gary Dobbs is survived by two sons, Anthony and Mary Dobbs, and Jonathan Dobbs, all of Richland Center. Four grandchildren, a brother, Stephen Kathy Dobbs, many nieces, nephews, and good friends. Gary L. Dobbs, 75, of Boaz.
Hey, property owners! Are you tired of battling overgrown brush and trees on your land? Meet your solution. It's Kilroy Contracting, your experts in land clearing, brush hogging, and underbrush removal. Jake Kilroy and his crew are ready to tackle it all, from clearing existing trails to taming those overgrown fence lines or creating brand new access points to your property. Don't wait! Call Jake Kilroy at 608-604-6396 today and let Kilroy Contracting get the job done right.
When it comes to great food and good times, Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is the place to be. Kick off your weekend with their famous Friday Night Fish Fry, featuring shrimp that hits the spot. On Saturdays, savor the rich flavors of prime rib and shrimp alongside a full menu that's sure to please. Looking for a quick, satisfying lunch? Turbo's has you covered with soup and sandwich specials, or try the legendary hash burger. Sundays are all about comfort with roasted chicken and homemade soups and desserts. Turbo's Bar and Grill, your go-to for delicious meals and unforgettable moments. One visit and you'll be hooked.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Back in 1933, a new car only cost about $600, and a gallon of gas was around 18 cents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and while we can't make the cost of gas or cars go down, we can help you with auto insurance, now offering GEICO. Contact us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope your Saturday is going well, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, a strong low-pressure system currently swirling up through northwest Wisconsin has been responsible for the wild weather here over the past 18 hours, with the damaging winds and thunderstorms. Even some blizzard conditions ongoing in parts of western through northern Minnesota. This system will gradually move away. We'll have a quiet but cool Sunday. Warmer air will quickly surge back into the area Monday and Tuesday. But then another major storm system will slide across the Midwest late Tuesday night through Wednesday night. Looks like this will start in the form of rain for us early Wednesday morning, transition to snow by midday Wednesday. It could become rather heavy. Definitely stay tuned for later statements on this. Could have some major travel impacts. It'll produce plenty of wind as well. Here's a forecast for the rest of today. Mostly cloudy and breezy. Might be a few sprinkles or a little drizzle here and there. Temperatures generally falling to the mid-40s. Southwest, west wind 10 to 20 miles an hour and gusty. Breezy and sharply colder tonight. Chance of flurries early in spots. Low temperature 23 with a northwest wind of 10 to 20. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, and cool with a high near 40. Northwest wind 10 to 20. On Monday, partly cloudy. We'll see gusty winds and warmer conditions. Low 23 with a high up to 59. South wind 15 to 25. Tuesday should be unseasonably warm with plenty of sun. Low 39 degrees, high near 66. Wednesday rain early, then switching to snow by midday. Significant snow amounts of 3 to 8 inches possible and windy. Low 33, high 37. Thursday breezy and chilly with variable clouds, maybe some flurries. High near 36. And next Friday mostly to partly cloudy. Temperature topping out at 42. There could be some light rain and snow at nights. Have a great weekend. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct.
Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company, even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a cloudy 44 degrees in Richland Center. After a record high yesterday of 78, our low this morning was 46, our high today 53. The record high for this date set in 2012 is 77. The record low four below was set in 1997. Last year's high was 57 with a low of 30. Sunset tonight will be at 7:07 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:12. Currently in Richland Center, we have north to northeast winds 11 to 13 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 30.07, and we have received 5/100ths of an inch of rain so far today. Currently in Richland Center, it is a cloudy 44 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is the story of the one. He's responsible for keeping a leading healthcare facility clean and safe. And he trusts Grainger's high-quality HVAC cleaning and safety products, combined with their world-class supply chain, to consistently deliver, ensuring he's covered inside and out, so he can focus on keeping his facility clean to help protect the health of everyone inside. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The 7th Annual Red Fest Cattle Sale is coming up Sunday, March 23rd, 1 p.m. at Bloomington Livestock Exchange. This year, four family-owned cattle operations in southwest Wisconsin with decades of experience and elite Red Angus genetics are coming together to bring you 48 registered Red Angus bulls and over 150 commercial Red Angus females. The right cattle are waiting for you at Red Fest. Online at redfestsale.com. Get ready to upgrade your herd on the 23rd. See you at Red Fest.
Saturdays sound super when Saturdays are with Simo. Welcome to Saturdays with Simo on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Saturdays with Simo is a musical journey spanning the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Songs that rekindle memories, songs that make you want to dance, and songs that make you want to sing along with Chris Simonson on Saturdays with Simo. Saturdays with Simo on WRCO-FM is sponsored today by Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and WP Dental.
Man. Good Saturday afternoon, everybody. How are we doing today? Kicking things off with a little bit of The Eagles and Life in the Fast Lane. Easy to hear Joe Walsh's guitar work in that recording, isn't it? He wrote that along with Glenn Frey and Don Henley. Got an Eagles twin spin going on here. How's that for unusual? These are the Eagles again with New Kid in Town.
Talk on the street, it sounds so familiar. Great expectations, everybody's watching you. People you meet, they all seem to know you. Even your old friends treat you like you're something new. Johnny come lately, the new kid in town. Everybody loves you, so don't let them down. You look in her eyes, the music begins to play. Romantics, here we go again. But after a while, you're looking the other way. It's those restless hearts that never mend.
secrets too. In my room, in my room. In this world I lock out all my worries and my fears in my room, in my room, my room. Do my
room for everybody in there, especially when they drag in their instruments. Darn kids. These are the Foundations, Baby, Now That I've Found You. Found You, the Foundations. It's time to take a break and hear from our sponsors, the sponsors of our show. Thank you very much to each and every one of them. Includes Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Mastodon Records, Schmidt Woodland Hills, WP Dental, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Pine Valley Community Village, and Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Thank you very much to each and every one of the sponsors of this show. We will hear from them, and when we come back, we have a little bit of Jim Lowe singing The Green Door.
Are you ready for some place that's a little different from the usual, where you can enjoy casual fine dining and really relax? Then try Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58, between Laval and Boston. Featuring beautiful country surroundings, a cozy fireplace, and the warmest hospitality. Tonight's special at Summit Ridge is hand-cut delicious prime rib with twice-baked potatoes and their amazing salad bar. And don't miss the roasted chicken and dumpling special on Wednesdays. Make it a dinner to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Boston.
There's good news for those suffering from gum disease. Williams and Pierce Family Dental is now offering treatment without cutting or stitches. With laser bacteria reduction, WP Dental can treat moderate to severe gingivitis and periodontitis so you can quickly return to your normal routine. You'll heal naturally with full retention of your gums. If you suffer from tender, red, swollen, or bleeding gums, call 647-3993 for an appointment to evaluate your condition. Or visit Williams & Pierce Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement its great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
This is the story of the one. He's responsible for keeping a leading healthcare facility clean and safe. And he trusts Grainger's high-quality HVAC cleaning and safety products, combined with their world-class supply chain, to consistently deliver, ensuring he's covered inside and out, so he can focus on keeping his facility clean to help protect the health of everyone inside. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How important is family support and affection to you? The answer is obvious. It's a basic need, most important to the elderly who thrive and feel safe when surrounded by caring family. This is Joe Flores, owner manager of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. Love is the foundation of everything we do here. We have staff who live among our residents, looking after their changing needs, knowing their habits, their preferences, sharing their joys and sorrows. Harvest Guest Home provides personal care and supervision to older adults. But beyond personal care is the unique insight and sensitivity to the needs of every individual, a special friendship with family members, heartfelt support and affection for the elderly. Come visit and feel this family atmosphere. Harvest Guest Home, 647-8205. There's always family here.
Thank you for being part of our Retro Saturday on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. This is Saturdays with Simo and your host, Chris Simonson.
Midnight, one more night without sleeping. Watching till the morning comes creeping. Green door,
What's that secret you're keeping?
There's an old piano and they play it hot behind the green door. Don't know what they're doing, but they laugh a lot behind the green door. Wish they let me in so I could find out what's behind the green door.
Not once tried to tell them I'd been there. Door slammed, hospitality's thin there. Wonder just what's going on in there.
Saw an eyeball peeping through a smoky cloud behind the green door. When I said Joe sent me, someone laughed out loud behind the green door. All I want to do is join the happy crowd behind the green door.
You're keeping. Green door, what's that secret you're keeping? Green door.
From 1956, that was Jim Lowe with Green Door. Here are the Everly Brothers, Bye Bye Love.
I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye love, bye bye sweet caress. Hello emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye bye my love, goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye love, bye bye sweet caress. Hello emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye bye my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance, I'm through with love, I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me. Bye bye love, bye bye happiness. Hello loneliness, I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye love, bye bye sweet caress. Hello emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye bye my love, goodbye. Bye bye my love, goodbye. Bye bye my love, goodbye.
The blue skies blow. Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used.
sit on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby by the lights. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more do you from man? Can't you stand?
Released in May of 1971, Marvin Gaye, off his What's Going On LP, that was Mercy, Mercy Me. One more tune before we get to the 1 o'clock hour. This is Sammy Davis Jr., I Gotta Be Me.